Here's a question to start your morning with. When was the last time you thought about your medical? Not the flight physical itself, the rules underneath it, the line that says what you're allowed to fly, and how many people you're allowed to put behind you when you do it. For most of us, the answer is, we don't. We renew, we file it away, we go flying. Well, this morning that line is moving. I'm Tower, and this is Aegis on Radio Hangar, your aviation news. Read the way a pilot needs to hear it. Today we lead with the biggest change to pilot medical certification in almost a decade, and I want to walk you through exactly what it does, what it doesn't do, and whether it touches your operation. Here's what you need to know. Before we get into it, today's headlines are brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let's talk about Basic Med. Roll the clock back to 2017. That's when Basic Med went live, and if you were flying then, you remember the noise around it for decades. If you wanted to fly a light airplane as a private pilot, you needed a third-class medical certificate signed off by an aviation medical examiner, renewed on the government's schedule. For a lot of pilots, that visit was routine. For some, it was a wall, one flag on the paperwork, one condition that needed a special issuance, and you could be grounded for months chasing letters. Basic Med changed the deal. Under Basic Med, if you'd held a valid medical certificate at any point after July of 2006, you could keep flying without going back to the aviation medical examiner. Instead, you take a free online medical education course and you get a physical exam from any state licensed physician, your own family doctor, using a standard checklist. Course every 2 years, physical every 4, that's it. But Basic Med came with a fence around it. And that fence is the whole story today. Under the original rule, Basic Med only covered you in an aircraft weighing no more than 6,000 pounds, no more than 6 seats, no more than 5 passengers on board, not above 18,000 feet, not faster than 250 knots. 6,000 pounds, hold on to that number. That number is why a pilot flying a Cessna 182 or a Bonanza was comfortably inside Basic Med, but a pilot who moved up to something heavier, a Cessna 310, a bigger cabin twin, a lot of the 6-seat piston airplanes people actually used to carry families and go places, was suddenly staring at the edge of that fence. Cross 6,000 pounds and you were back to needing a full medical. The headline this morning is that the fence is being rebuilt, and it's being rebuilt wider. The change traces back to Congress. In the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2024, lawmakers directed the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, to expand Basic Med. Not suggested, directed. And they wrote specific numbers into the law for the agency to hit. The new ceiling, 12,500 pounds. That's double the old limit. 12,500 pounds is the classic dividing line in aviation between light aircraft and the big iron. It's the number that separates a private pilot's world from the type rating world above it. Congress pointed at that line and said Basic Med should reach all the way up to it. The second change, occupants. The old rule capped you at 6 people total, 5 passengers. The expansion moves that to 7 occupants, 6 passengers, and you. Now, I want to be precise here because this is exactly the kind of story where the headline doesn't tell the whole story. There's a difference between what Congress ordered and what the FAA has finished writing. Congress can set a deadline, turning that direction into a final rule published in the Federal Register with an effective date you can actually fly under. That's a process. It runs through proposed rulemaking, a public comment period, and a final rule. AOPA, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, and EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Association, have both been tracking every step of this, and both have been pushing the agency to move on the timeline the law laid out. So when you hear a friend at the airport say Basic Med now covers 12,500 pounds, the honest answer is, that's the destination, and the rulemaking is what gets us there. Before you go plan a flight around the new numbers, you confirm the rule is in effect on the date you're flying. Not the date Congress passed the law, the date the FAA's rule takes effect. Those are two different things, and the gap between them is where pilots get into trouble. That's the caution. Here's why this actually matters to you. This affects you if you fly or want to fly an airplane in that middle weight class. The 6 to 12,000 pound band is enormous. It's a huge slice of the piston twin fleet. It's cabin class singles. It's a lot of the airplanes that a private owner steps up to when a 4-seater stops being enough airplane for the mission. Under the old rule, moving into that airplane meant committing to the full medical certificate for the rest of your flying life in it. For a healthy pilot, fine, but for a pilot managing a controlled, stable medical condition, one that's perfectly safe to fly with, but a headache to document for a special issuance. That weight limit was the difference between owning the airplane you wanted and owning the one the paperwork allowed. Widen the fence to 12,500 pounds, and that whole conversation changes. A pilot can move up in airplane without moving back into the special issuance grind. This affects you if you're a flight instructor too, because more airplanes under basic med means more owners keeping current, staying active, flying the airplanes they've already got hangared, instead of selling out because the medical got complicated. An active fleet is a healthier fleet. Airplanes that fly get maintained. Airplanes that sit get sold for parts. And this affects you even if you never leave your Cessna 172. Because basic med is quietly one of the most studied natural experiments in general aviation safety we've ever run. When basic med launched in 2017, there were real honest concerns. Take pilots out from under the aviation medical examiner's regular review, the worry went and you'd see it show up in the accident record. Medical incapacitation events. Pilots flying who shouldn't. That was the fear. Here's what the years since have shown. The pilots flying under basic med have not turned into a safety problem. The record has held up well enough that Congress felt confident doubling the weight limit and adding a seat. You don't expand a program that's failing. This expansion is, in a real sense, the safety data casting a vote. Now let me tell you what is not changing, because this is where people fill in blanks that aren't there. The core requirements of basic med stay put. You still need to have held that valid medical after July of 2006. You still take the online medical course on the schedule. You still get the physical exam from a physician using the checklist, and you still carry that documentation. Basic med was never a way to fly with no medical oversight. It's a way to move the oversight from a specialist on the government's calendar to a physician on yours. That framework isn't going anywhere. It's just covering more airplane. The altitude and speed limits, as this expansion has been laid out, stay in the same neighborhood as before. This is a weight and occupants change at its heart. It's not a green light to take a basic med operation into the flight levels in a turbine. If you're flying under basic med, you're still flying a light aircraft operation, VFR or IFR, in the airspace and the speed range the rule has always described. Read the final rule for the exact figures when it publishes. Don't assume the ceiling moved just because the weight did. And basic med still doesn't cross the commercial line the way a full medical does. It's built for private and recreational flying. If your operation requires a commercial or first class medical, the basic med changes don't touch that world. This is a rule for the owner pilot, the family flyer, the person who bought an airplane to go see the country. That's who Congress was aiming at, and that's who it lands on. So what do you actually do with this morning as a pilot? Three things. First, if you're already flying under basic med, nothing about your currency changes today. Keep your course current, keep your physical current, keep flying. You don't need to do anything to keep the privileges you already have. Second, if you've been eyeing a heavier airplane, one that sat just on the wrong side of that 6,000-pound line, this is the morning to start paying attention to the rulemaking. Watch for the FAA's final rule and its effective date. AOPA and EAA are both publishing updates as the agency moves, and they'll flag the day it becomes real. Plan your purchase and your paperwork around the effective date, not the headline. Third, and this is the one I'd underline, do not go flying under the new numbers until the new numbers are law. I know that sounds obvious, but every time a big change like this is in the news, somebody hears the reauthorization passed and assumes the rule is live. The FAA Reauthorization Act being signed and the basic med rule taking effect are different events on different dates. Fly the rule. That's actually enforced the day you're in the airplane. If you're unsure which that is, your best sources are the FAA's own basic med page and the pilot association's tracking it, not the guy on the ramp who read a headline. Let me zoom out for 1 second because there's a bigger current running under this story. You've heard us talk on this show about MOSAIC, about the sport pilot rules widening, about the whole regulatory direction of the last few years. Basic med's expansion is part of that same current. Piece by piece, the rules that govern light general aviation are being rewritten around a simple finding. That the accident data doesn't support the old tight fences. That responsible current pilots, given more room, have used it responsibly. Weight limits going up, seat counts going up. Medical oversight moving closer to the pilot's own doctor. It has taken together the most significant loosening of the regulatory grip on private flying in a generation. That's not a political statement. It's a reading of where the rulemaking is pointed, and the paper trail backs it up. Now, is more freedom always safer? No, and I'll flag that as my opinion, not a headline. More airplane under a lighter medical framework puts more responsibility on you, the pilot, to be honest with yourself about your own fitness to fly. The rule can move the fence. It can't make the go, no go call on the morning you wake up not feeling right. That call was always yours. It still is. A wider rule just means the system is trusting you to make it well. That's the story leading the morning. The basic med expansion, the jump to 12,500 pounds and 7 occupants, and the difference between what Congress ordered and what you can legally fly under today. Know that difference, and this is nothing but good news for the owner pilot. Reporting on this came from AOPA, EAA, and the FAA's own rulemaking documents, and those are the places to watch as the final rule lands. You can find us anytime at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly the rule that's in force. Be honest about the pilot in the mirror, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.